welcome. I'm Chris Lopez, host of the Valley Pod and Adams State Football with head coach Levi Gallis. We have Coach Gallis with us in our studio on the south side of Alamosa. We're going to talk about the Grizzlies 2026 football recruiting class. We're also going to talk about the Adams State 2026 home football schedule, the full football schedule. Coach Gallis is going to give us that twist. They have an interesting twist coming up to start this season. Coach, it's really good to see you. How's everything been this year, preparing for your second year as head football coach with Adams State?
It's a lot easier. Yeah. Last time, I think we first talked, it was, again, drinking out of a fire hydrant, just trying to take everything in, get everything situated. Now having, you know, full staff with me, nobody left, you know, things are a lot smoother going into this second year.
You know, I've been watching some of your social feed in the recruiting season here in February, and man, a lot of high school kids, and now you have your junior college transfers that you're announcing. Let's start with the high school recruits, what you're seeing there, what you brought forward. Just go through that if you don't mind, and then we'll talk about some of your transfers. But a lot of high school kids I saw that you are bringing in.
Yeah, that's kind of was my main pitch when I first got this job. I knew we needed to get back into the high school realm. I think Alamosa, Adams State, does very well with that type of atmosphere. The guys that we can get from Colorado or similar areas tend to do a lot longer in the longevity of sustaining our athletes, keeping them around. And so we kind of went that route again with the high schools. We ended up signing 32 at the end of the day of high school guys. I know there was a couple other transfers that were mixed into that as well. You know, we went 18 guys on defense, 13 on offense. It was a good span of individuals. I think we really knocked it out of the park in our skills. You know, I think we did pretty well in our bigs. Obviously, we're going to continue that and continue to try to recruit the best O-line, D-linemen out of the regions that we're looking at. The biggest piece that I was proud of the most is we were able to sign 21 high school Colorado kids.
21 high school Colorado kids.
Yeah. So that we did better than we did last year. In fact, I think we did the best in the RMAC to get Colorado high school kids to come down here and commit to play for us. I think it's kind of nice. This was like a real first signing class. You know, last year we were scrambling. I came in. I got all my assistants by the February time. You know, there was a lot of work to be had and to do in order to get our first class. But this year we were able to go out and have camps, have junior days, bring them on official visits in December and January, build those long relationships to where I felt like the guys that committed this year, they know what they're getting themselves into. And we saw that even in last year, the individuals that stuck around and continued to play for us last season ended up being a lot of our high school guys.
And I saw as you were making those high school announcements, there's a pretty good variety from both across Colorado, outside of Colorado, that you were able to recruit into Adams State. I don't know if you want to highlight any of those kids at all. We'll let you go there. But a lot of skill players, you're saying.
Yeah, it really was. I think, you know, the two things that I asked our coaches as well as evaluating from my own perspective is we had to get tougher and we had to build the right relationships with these individuals coming in. And I think we also leaned on that relationship going out and recruiting the individuals that we wanted to get. You know, we got a couple guys from California, a couple guys from Texas, a good handful from Arizona, Utah, Wyoming. But a lot of that was all based off the relationships that we had as coaches or, you know, previous Adams State alums. We got a quarterback, high school quarterback out of California, and that one only came to fruition because me and the father of the athlete played together here at Adams.
Yeah.
And so just those type of relationships really helped us gauge where we wanted to go with this and getting in the right guys here.
And you talked about that in the podcast, the Adams State Football with head coach Levi Gallis. You talked about that when at our closing podcast episode last year, where you really were hoping to lean on relationships as you were, because you were sending your recruits, your coaching staff all over the place. Correct. But you were really trying to lean on people you knew, relationships, and building it that way forward for Adam State. Sounds like that's a successful strategy for you.
Yeah, it was. It really was. You know, we have a lot of Adam State alums in Colorado still, and a lot of them, being that we are a historical teachers college, a lot of them are teaching and coaching in the Colorado ranks, and so we leaned on a lot of that. But we still have a great connection to Arizona. We got a lot of Adam State alums that live in Tucson and Phoenix, and we started to reconnect, rekindle that flame back out in Arizona. I really want to continue to push that. Utah was really good to us this year. We were able to get two or three guys out of that area that we're pretty excited about. Again, a lot of that was relationships to the Valley or to us, and we want to continue to build that as well, and, you know, continue to push this thing in the right direction.
And that only makes sense, you know, when you're talking about leaning on both your relationships as an alumni of Adam State, tapping into the alumni network and the teacher college and the coach, because there are a lot of Adam State alumni that are in the coaching field because they came through Adam State, and it just makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
What you're doing.
Yeah.
And I'm going to guess that's going to really pay off for you down the road.
No, I think it will. As long as we continue to build those relationships and continue to stop by those schools, continue to reach out and have phone conversations with people that they know what makes Adam State great. It's the relationships. It's the people of this town, this community, and being able to go out to those high schools and reconnect it and just saying, yeah, I had a great experience at Adam State. You know, you have a young man talking to their offensive line coach or talking to their wide receivers coach. And, you know, I went to Adam State and had a great experience. And so just continuing to build that confidence into those individuals in Arizona or Utah or Wyoming or California or any of those other states that we got kids from, and, you know, continue to push the needle.
How was it for you as a head coach now? Because you've been in football a long time. You've been at a lot of places, but your first time recruiting as the head coach, is that a different experience for you?
Oh, absolutely.
And I mean, that's got to be create a whole different set of emotions or set of when you're doing that, because they're coming to play for you as a, I mean, you're recruiting before.
Yeah.
But this is your team. This is your head coach. That's got to be an interesting, you know, change of emotions for you as you hit that recruiting.
It really was. You know, I was so used to hitting the road, getting out, being in the high schools, talking to the parents in the living rooms, doing all that kind of stuff, to where now I'm more home base, staying in town, continuing to, you know, navigate where all the coaches are, getting the phone calls that I need in to talk to some of the recruits that are coming in. But then the twist of it was when they came really on the visit and being able to sit down in my office and me to, you know, ask the questions that I really wanted to ask. I was pretty frank and upfront when, you know, I brought an individual into my office and, are you tough? You know, we need tougher kids on this team. Do you want to play college football? You know, I think there's that realm of being able to walk through the high school hallways and say, yeah, I'm going to play college football, but do you really want to play college football? Because, you know, that takes a whole different mentality and effort to be able to be successful at this level.
Let's talk about some of the high school recruits you've brought in. If you want to go through some of that, who's on your highlight list, I guess, at this point, or people we should at least maybe be aware of so we can watch and track and see their development. Who would you put out there? I mean, there's a lot of names here, and I don't want to shortchange anyone.
No, we were able to go snag three really good high school quarterbacks, and I'm excited about them coming in and being able to compete. One's here right now. That's Khalil. He's the connection that a lot of you might remember the name Ice. He was a wide receiver here in 2003 and 2004 that I was able to have a connection with. Excited about him. But then we got another California quarterback out of Atwater High School in AJ Banks. And then we got a really good steal out of the Arizona Liberty High School and Braden Stevens. Those three, I'm really excited about them. And then what they're going to be able to develop, I think you're going to see a shift in what we do with our quarterbacks moving forward as well. And that's going to be exciting to watch and exciting to be able to be a part of. You know, big school that hit us, that helped us a ton was Pomona. You know, Pomona High School just came off winning the 3A state title.
Yep.
We have an alum there, Nate Johnson, the head coach. Both me and Nate Johnson go pretty far back. We didn't actually play together, but I helped in his recruiting process to Adams State. And that's where we kind of developed our relationship. We got the 3A player of the year, Emmett Munson, who's probably going to be pushing for his third state title coming up in wrestling. So tough kid.
What does he play?
He's going to be a linebacker. But then we got the 3A MVP of the game, Luis Santana, that is a running back slot, has a lot of athleticism in that world. And then we got their one of their corners looking to still try to see if we can't steal the second one, that are very athletic to be able to play in the corner position in that world.
And as you note, that is a good high school in Colorado, known for football, Pomona High School, a long tradition there. Yeah. Tapping into a school like that, a program like that, can only benefit your reputation at Adams State.
It is a very good program, but they develop very tough kids. You know, they are
always have, right, Coach?
Always have had tough kids from when I was a player in high school. You know, Pomona's always got that stamp of approval of being tough individuals. And so just getting some of those guys was a huge piece for us. But you can go. We got a Fort Collins linebacker that we're really excited about. And just, you know, down through the front range.
As you are getting these commitments from these kids, from these players, again, going back to you as the head coach, what's it like for you then to say, oh, we got that kid? Oh, that was a kid that we were hoping to get. That was a recruit we were hoping to get. You talked about a couple in that from that Pomona game. How does that feel for you? Because that's got to be some validation to what you're doing and the message you're putting out there.
Well, I think it does, but I think it also just goes to show you how hard our assistant coaches work this year. You know, when we went back through after the signing day and saying, you know, that was the top kid that we had on our list. There might be other talents out there, but we saw that individual fitting into our schemes, fitting into this culture, fitting into this football program. And to be able to say that we got that kid, that you know, that felt very good. And I again, praise my assistant coaches for everything that they did. They were the ones in the meetings with the head coaches, talking with the kids throughout the season. This was not something like last year. We showed up in January and figured out who was still around. This was something that we put in time and effort through the summer, through the season, bye week. We went out and recruited during the bye week. We were bringing a handful of kids every game day and just continuing to build those relationships. And for a kid to finally say, you know what, I want to go to this school versus maybe some other options because Adams State continues to have my best interest. And so that feels good.
Yeah. Give us some other names, some other kids that you're excited about that you've brought in through the high school ranks. And then we're going to jump into some of the junior college, some of the college transfers you've also brought in. Who else is exciting you? I mean, they're all exciting you, Coach, right? They're all exciting. I don't mean it that way, right?
That's the real hard part. We got three really good outside linebackers, one from Denver, one from Texas. And what we're going to be able to do with those individuals. And then we've got a couple safeties, one from Utah, one from Parker Lutheran, that we really feel have the attributes, the size, the speed, the gifts to be able to you know, perform at the next level. Into our D-line, we've got two big individuals, one from Littleton, one from the Colorado Springs area that we're excited about to help us with our front. And then as we move into the offense, we got two really good offensive linemen, one out of Arizona, one out of Utah, that have the size, that have the ability to, I think, transition into the college game. Obviously, those fronts, offensive line, defensive line, you got to continue to develop them and get them ready. It's not something that they're always going to come in and be able to start right away. But, you know, with the guys that we were able to get, they have the size. So we're going to be able to see how they chalk it up when it comes fall time. Running back situation, we got some real speed back there that we're really excited. One of them from Arvada West, I already kind of talked about the Pomona kid and what they're going to be able to do from that angle. You go into our wide receiver room, it is like you used to be able to look down. Now you're going to be looking up because we got some real size at all angles. And, you know, the big one, you know, especially for the Valley, I feel like we got the best athlete out of the Valley in Raz coming out of Monta Vista. That kid obviously is continuing to put on a show in the basketball realm, but he sure is going to, I believe, going to take it to a whole new level when he reaches college and plays wide receiver.
When you, at the end of the day, how many players are you planning on when you start your spring ball coming up and then your summer camps? How many are you wanting on that roster, on that practice field, to compete for positions with the Grizzlies in 2026?
Every single one of them. Like, I really believe that every single person that comes into this program in this fall needs to be ready to go. They need to be ready to compete. We are going to play the best individuals at each position. I think the college landscape no longer do you need to sit around and try to develop people too long. It's if you're the best one, you need to get out there and be ready to go. And with the redshirt rule changing and allowing to play some of those freshmen early, I think it's something in which everybody needs to be, you know, ready to go once they reach get to fall camp.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the college transfers that you're coming in. You're starting to announce those this week also. You're starting to bring those. Give us some flavor there, if you will, in terms of what that looks like, that transfer class.
Yeah, so again, a credit to my assistant coaches. That was kind of the first. We got done with the season, and I shipped them out to the junior colleges to start building some of those relationships. We were able to get 21 guys. Really kind of helped our fronts. We were able to get two defensive linemen and three offensive linemen that we're really excited about. And already in the last 3 weeks in workouts and whatnot, I love their mentality. I love their effort. I love their attention to detail and their approach to the game. It matches the culture and what we're trying to do here and what we're establishing in this second year. We were able to go get some defensive backs that can really fly. They have the length that we're excited about in that realm. On the offensive side as well, again, get ready to look up. Our wide receivers are a lot taller than they were previous, and so we were able to get some really good length and size and speed at that angle as well. And then we got a couple running backs that are going to be able to tote the rock for us. And as we get, you know, going more in the skill sessions and things of that nature, we'll get to kind of really see what are their true capabilities. But so far, all the transfers are really bought in to what we're trying to do as well. And we were able to get a transfer quarterback as well as the high school player that graduated early. So we got a couple good high school or two quarterbacks in the quarterback room right now ready to compete.
You know, when I'm listening to you talk about the recruits, it sounded like you had an emphasis on a couple of things. Getting bigger. Mm-hmm. You talked about wanting to get bigger at wide receiver.
Yep.
Sounds like you've done that. You've gotten some bigger wide outs and bigger wide receivers that way in terms of length, what they can do. And you also wanted to get faster. Yeah. It sounds like you got that too. Was that accurate?
No,
do you think those were two goals of yours and you were able to get there?
Yeah, I really kind of feel in, or I really start to see it more as a productivity. Are you productive? Size is always a benefit. I think sometimes in the college game, all you do is look for size and then you miss out some on some key components that can help you win games on Saturdays. But we were able to go out and get some size that we were really excited about. And, you know, I think as a whole, we wanted to get bigger and faster and stronger. And so we wanted to recruit that way. That's how we're developing our guys this spring. I think it's a mode that we want to continue moving forward with this.
Productivity is a good word, Coach, that you threw out there in terms of you want your team, you want your players to be productive. That makes a lot of sense when you're thinking about, you know, can you get an extra yard? can you get that edge? Are you productive in your area? That's correct. A really good word yeah. to put out there. Talk a little bit about what you mean and what you're looking for there.
Well, I think it's pretty simple. If we were just sitting at this table and somebody were to walk through the front door, you're going to be able to say, oh, he's a college football player just based off of size. You know, it's always that tangible of, you know, if he's bigger and meaner than the other individual, he's probably going to be more or be a better football player. But I think sometimes, especially at the Division II level, we lose sight on the individuals that are just, they can play football. You know, they might not be the 6'1", the 6'2". They might not be the 220-pound individuals that you want, essentially. But when they have the football in the hands or when they're out on the gridiron with the rest of the 22 individuals, they're the ones making the plays. And so at the end of the day, we want productivity out of all of our positions. And so I think what we've done a good job of is really analyzing that component. All right, can this individual make that transition from high school or from junior college or from another four-year institution and be that product or be the same, have the same productivity here at Adams State? And that was, we tried to look at all those recruits in that angle, not just from a size component. Can they come here and be productive?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Hey, we're going to keep talking to Coach Levi Gallis. We'll be right back. When we come back, we're going to talk about the 2026 football schedule. This is the Valley Pod. This is Adams State Football with Coach Levi Gallis.
Looking for the freshest food in the Valley? Introducing the new SLB Local Foods Directory, where you can meet your neighbors and eat better. From colorful potatoes and crisp greens to farm-fresh eggs, dairy, and meat, find exactly who grows your food right here in the Valley. Support local, eat fresh, and strengthen our community. Are you a local farmer or producer? Add your information. Visit lmscitizen.com today and discover the freshest food from the heart of the Valley.
Hey, we're back. We're talking to Adams State head football coach Levi Gallis going into your second year, your first recruiting. Really, you had a recruiting season when you came in last year because right. you had a little bit of an empty cupboard.
Right.
And then you came in and went to work hard.
Right.
You had 100-plus kids there.
Yep.
You fought through it.
Yeah.
And now here you are, your first real recruiting season.
Right.
How does it, how sum it up for us in terms of, we know you're satisfied with yeah. what you've seen. How do you build on your recruiting season? How do you build on the kids you're bringing into the football program, keep that momentum as you go into spring and then into the summer months? How do you keep this going, Coach?
Yeah, I think in Division II, we're still developmental. Level. You know, we bring these guys in, we got to continue to develop them. We got to continue to help them understand mentally and physically how the college game is played. And so as they come in, as we got a group in at the mid-semester or the mid-year, you know, it's all about us developing them and getting them ready. That's why I wanted to go out and get a big mid-year class, because I wanted them here in the springtime. I wanted to be able to utilize these next 16 weeks to really develop them and get them ready for the fall. You know, last year when I got into this role, we had 45 guys on the roster. Right now, we're just over 80. So to be able to have a good nucleus like that here in the springtime, to where they're buying into the culture, they're being able to get developed in the weight room, on the football field, and being able to push and get ready for the fall season, I thought that was a major component. But recruiting in itself, it never ends. I think not only do you need to start working on the next year's class, you need to realize, well, all right, what pieces are still missing? What do we need to go out and get? I think it's very important in this day and age in college football to recruit your class, recruit the guys that are here in Alamosa, because you've got to continue to build those relationships. You got to continue to have those honest conversations. You got to continue to build that respect and that mentality so they feel honored to go out and play and be a part of this organization or this program. Otherwise, if you're not continuing to work with your athletes here at Adams State, the way college football works now, they'll just up and leave. And so right. you've got to continue to recruit and retain the individuals in this program, as well as, all right, what's next? What do we need to go out and focus on in our next signing class? Or what are some areas that are missing that we need to be able to fill?
The other thing we know, Coach, is the game of football is like as popular as it's ever been.
Ever.
With the fan base, with kids who want to play, with kids in high school who want that opportunity to go to another level, right? The game of football, it seems, is as popular as it's ever been. And I wonder if that helps you in terms of, man, there's numbers out there. There's people that want to play this game. Can I find those tough kids, those productive kids to come and play here? But the odds are you can, just because how popular that game is and how many kids want to play it. And then the fan base really gets turned on by football these days.
No, I couldn't agree with you more. You're seeing it in TV ratings. You're seeing it in participation in all different angles of gambling. Like it's just become a bigger stage than it was maybe, you know, even 10, 15 years ago. And you are right. I think the introduction to flag football at a younger age to now what it is, even at the high school realm, more kids are playing the game. And that's exciting because I think we want to continue to build this game as much as we can because it does give us more opportunities to be able to go out and recruit. And, you know, with more numbers, now you can get a little bit more strategic in how you recruit and who you want to recruit from that angle as well.
What I've really appreciated probably the most in your short time so far at Adams State Coach is your engagement, both with the community, with the alumni base, but your engagement in creating football camps, in participating in high school games and sending we're starting to see Adams State football under you, Coach Gallus. We're starting to see it really be more assertive of saying, hey, we're Adams State football. We can help you learn how to play the game. You're doing all these little things, I would say, Coach, that at the end of the day will change the outcomes of Grizzly football. We're seeing that the energy that you bring is really effective, I think.
Yeah, and you know what? There's two pieces to that. Obviously, we want to be more engaged in this community. It's something that I was associated with as a player. I know it's now that I have a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old, I know the importance of these giant human beings, you know, giving them a smile just on a Thursday morning. I know the importance of that angles. But just, again, you know, being able to go out and play a camp, I know that's going to help the programs in the valleys, the high school teams. But the more interesting fact is the piece of our players and the impact it makes on them. Like that to me is a more remarkable event that happens. As a college coach and kind of doing this for a couple years now, I was always under the impression, oh, this is what we do for the Valley. Like, we've got to give back to them. But you have no idea the little smiles, the little faces, and the impact that it's making on our players. Our players enjoy those moments more than I think the kids do. Just being able to work with youth and all the skills and the elements of the football game that they know that they now can hand off to the next generation, like that's an experience that they always talk about and always love being a part of.
Well, that culture, that's culture that you're creating, Coach, with the football program, with the community. And I will tell you, as a kid who grew up in this community all the way up,
yeah,
when you could go to that campus of Adams State and you could interact as a kid with those types of athletes, it changes your life.
It changes it.
It just makes you feel like someone is actually paying attention to you as a kid. And you go to a camp at Adams State. I did all this as a kid.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, it just makes you feel like, wow, there's a bigger world out there. And these big players are paying attention to me and helping me grow.
Yep.
You talk about the player feeling it. It feels really good as a kid,
right,
to see that college interaction.
Oh, yeah, and it does. And I've been lucky enough to go out to other sporting events for my son or my daughter. And, you know, the parents that walk up and say, hey, my son or my daughter just love seeing the football players. Like that, again, that tells me, okay, we're doing the right thing.
You know, we're going to talk about the start of your football season. I got it somewhere around 28 weeks from now, Coach, where you're going to start the 2026 yeah, football season. We're 28 weeks away. I'm counting down.
Let's
already.
Go. I love it.
But you have an interesting date that you're going to start the season. You're going to start it on a Thursday night, August 27th, a Thursday night at home against Western New Mexico. Explain the Thursday night game to start the season at Rex Field.
Yeah, so when I was a coach at Nebraska Kearney, this is something that the MIAA, the conference, everybody did it. So it was something you were associated with every year when you were playing in that conference. But the nice thing, the kind of the benefits to it is, one, you can report a little bit earlier, so you can get your guys on campus and get practices rolling a couple days earlier. The other angle to it is Thursday night here in the Valley seems just like a good recipe. You know, it would be our first home game. We kind of already mentioned a lot of the kids are done with school. They don't have school on Friday, so maybe they can stay up a little bit later on a Thursday night. And just being able to kind of be the first game of football in the Valley here on Rex Field, I think it's going to be a huge, huge hit. We're excited about, you know, what we're going to be able to do. The night games in the Valley are always fun, and so it should be a great atmosphere.
Yeah, that's a really nice twist. August 27th, Thursday night, Adams State opens its 2026 football schedule. They'll be home against Western New Mexico. We've been talking to Coach Levi Gallis. Give us a quick sense, Coach, before we let you go. Give us a quick sense of how you handle the spring and then your summer months going into the 2026 season, what that schedule's like for your team.
Yeah, so right now we're in what we call the first phase, and the first phase is all deemed development. That's all we're really focused on. So we started in the weight room, and we're going to continue that process in which we start beginning our speed training, agility training, biometrics, those kind of elements, and we'll do that for 9 weeks. And I think it's really important that that's all we really focus on. We'll go outside a little bit and maybe throw the football around for a couple minutes, but I really want to be our mindset building on that development piece. You know, can we utilize these next 9 weeks and get bigger and get stronger and get faster? And so therefore our spring practices will actually land in April, where we'll start April 3rd and then our spring game, because we have more numbers, we actually get to have a spring game. Our spring game is going to be May 1st at 6 p.m.
May 1st at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, it'll be a Friday night, and then we've got the Grizzly Club golf tournament the next day, so we're kind of utilizing both those elements to get people back in the Valley that, you know, maybe haven't been around in quite some time.
Any changes to the coaching staff or any of the staff offs? Is the OG back with you?
OG,
I guess I should ask you about that.
Yeah, I asked my mom's permission again. Yeah, he's going to be able to return and help us out. But, yeah, the majority of our staff is still sticking around. We lost two individuals purely on how graduate assistants work. You know, they ended their degrees, so now they move on, and so we'll be able to hire a couple new GAs and helping us out at a couple of the skill positions. But all of our full times, all of our coordinators, all that component, we've been able to keep intact thus far, and I think that's a huge, huge piece in all the transitions that I've made of the college game. When you can keep the same coaching staff around, that's when you see true development starting to happen, because then the kids aren't hearing new terminology, they're not hearing new techniques, and trying to learn the new language. When you can just keep the same coaches teaching the same stuff, that's when true development begins to happen.
Really good stuff happening at Adams State with the Adams State football program. You've been listening to Coach Levi Gallis. Adams State has its spring game May 1st, opens the 2026 season on Thursday night, August 27th. Good to see you, Coach. We'll stay
good
in
to
touch.
See you. Absolutely.
And we'll come back ahead of the season with another episode of Adams State Football with Coach Gallis. We'll start that podcast every week just ahead of the 27th of August. We'll see you. Good luck this spring and summer.
Hey,
it's good
you.
To see you.
Appreciate it.
Hey, this episode is produced by Owen Woods. As part of the AlamosaCitizen.com podcast lineup, you've been listening to Adams State Football with Coach Levi Gallis. See you around the Valley.
Go Gurus.